Governor, I wanted to ask you this question. Some people have said that you, having undergone an experience very, very few people go through, and have survived it and have overcome a great deal of adversity, that has resulted in some change in your own outlook, particularly on racial matters.
Well, I don't know where people, I'm not a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and all of that, so it's hard for me to tell what's on your subconscious mind or my subconscious mind, a conscious mind, but I never have been, prior to being shot, anti-anybody. In fact, I was raised in a religious atmosphere, and even though I admit that when I was a youth, the attitude toward certain people was paternalistic because they needed help, lack of education and so forth, they needed help. Of course, now we have the government being trying to be paternalistic to everybody, and I don't know which is better. But there never was and I can understand how people today would reject the paternalism. It's not needed anymore because of the advent of educational opportunities for all people of all races and the economic upsurge in the South that's brought about opportunities for more than a few. But I wasn't raised that way. I was raised with black and white people living and playing together, close to one another. We had a different social order, there's no question about that. But it wasn't hypocritical, it was honest. That's the least you can say about us, it was honest. It wasn't dishonest like it is in Washington today, where they all get up and spout off and then send the children over to an exclusive private school in Montgomery County, Maryland. That's where all the liberals live, in Montgomery County, Maryland, but they all got out of Washington, you know. They're all bureaucrats. They don't want to live in Washington, you know. And the blacks understand that too. See, they've caught on to that. You've heard them say that. But when the free textbook program went through, I pushed for that, and there was opposition to that. One of the top newspaper men in the country, I forgot, said right where you are, that'll help the blacks. I said, well, that's the purpose of it. Dropout among them is high, lack of school books, and we're going to provide a free school book program. I do know that when you get shot and face death and almost die, that you do understand the frailty of human life, and it makes you more compassionate toward those who suffer. And you understand now today better than I did before what a fellow goes through when he's short of money and he's a paraplegic or a quadriplegic, or when he's a tubercular, when he's crippled, or when he can't get a job. So I've started some programs. I started a program quietly in 1973 in the legislature for teams to go out and teach people how to look after folks in my shape, you know, because they've been sort of neglected because there's so few of them, comparatively speaking. But black ministers prayed for me in Alabama just like white ministers prayed for me. And they were upset, too, about my being shot. And I appreciate that very much, because I've probably got as many prayers from black churches as white churches. And I won't say that that changed my attitude, because my attitude never was anti. So that's contrary to my religious upbringing. But I suppose that I can better sympathize with the plight of anybody that happened to be unfortunate better than I used to. I used to see a man in a wheelchair. I knew he suffered, but I didn't know. I just knew it abstractly, you know, in my mind, but I didn't feel it.
Collectively, do you think blacks have suffered more in Alabama and in elsewhere in the South?
Than any place elsewhere in the South?
No, in Alabama and elsewhere in the South. You think blacks have suffered more?
I think that the mass of people in the South all suffered. because of the restrictions and everything placed upon our economy after the war between the states. And it was white and black who were poor, and it was Southern politicians who led the fight to remove the restrictions that opened up the gateway to industry that provided the jobs for the employment, as opposed by some of the politicians in other regions, not the people in other regions, but because it turns out that when that one region's weak, it weakens other regions, and when all regions are economically stable and strong, then all regions are better off. But yes, the people, the black people, naturally, all over the country, have had a tougher time economically in the whole nation. Everybody knows that. But that's the, that is one of the things that we're trying to do at all levels of government. Maybe we disagreed with some of the legislation in Washington about how they went about it, but we all wanted to see the plight of the black man better than this state. And I think you will talk with black folks in Alabama who've been other places that they feel like that we are trying to do that in Alabama.